Got a good show playing for you. I guess I needed to hit the right button then. But anyway, what's happening out there? East Coast, I see you. Hey man, we got a great show planned for you today. And y'all know today is hump day, right? So you know, hump day, it's always got to be some kind of fun. Because it's hump day, it's the middle of the week. Half of it is gone, and half is remaining. And you know what else? That means the weekend is not far away. That's right. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to be talking male and female pride. What is male pride? Huh? What is female pride? And men, do we let pride get in our way of having a successful relationship? Is a woman's pride misunderstood as emotions? No, those are some of the things we're going to take a look at today. Because we need to know what it is. Because a lot of times, you know, we get it stuck in a rut, or we do certain things. Then you go back in and wonder, why did I do that? You know, why did I let this pride go here? Why did I do that? Well, sometimes it's because of your pride. Yeah, but we're gonna talk about that in a few, because yes, it's gonna be a hot one. I also want to apologize for not having a show yesterday. Well, I tried, but due to technical difficulties brought on by Blog Talk, you know, VTR, I was unable to do the show. So one thing I did was move it to the day. Made it easy. Because this was a show that we just couldn't just throw to the wayside, you know, and say, well, we do it another time down the line. Because that's not what this show needs to be done. I mean, and it really does need to be done. So that's where we are. And that's what we're going to be doing. Now, of course, you know, we have some other things that we have to get out the way first. Of course, we call the house rules. And, you know, the house rules. I know we all pretty well know them quite well, but still have to say them just to remind some people. You know, we encourage open dialogue, and we like to hear everyone's opinion. We all know that already, right? And we request that you respect each other's time when you're on the mic. It's respect their mic time. Just like you get mic time, we want you to respect their mic time. Okay? It's not hard. It's not hard at all. But sometimes we get all excited and what have you and forget. Okay? Come on, we can't have you doing that. Respect others' mic time. make your responses short and sweet. Because sometimes even you, when you're giving a long comment or response, sometimes you even forget the point you were trying to make. And then the whole thing is useless. Your point is lost. None of us here are mind readers, so we can't help you. So make your responses and comments short and sweet as possible. Okay? And of course, the big thing, no personal attacks. We're adults. We should be able to have a discussion, round table, debate, or whatever we're doing in an adult-like manner. And that does not mean anything about personally attacking anyone. Now, you can attack what that person is saying, the subject that we're talking about, but do not attack that person. And there is a difference. Okay? And if anyone violates these rules, these house rules, I would not hesitate to mute you. Of course, we know there's some get muted more than others. It's not intentionally, but it happens, you know. And if you do, you're going to hear this little sound right here. That means I just told your ass a new one. All right? Man, did I just say that? Oh, wow. That was Big Jack, y'all. I'm sorry. That really was. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was Big Jack. He was making a point. All right. Anyway. Hey, Bible Benny. I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. 817-504. I see y'all out there. Thank you. Thank you. Now, with the house rules out the way, let's go ahead and get to the song of the day and the quote of the day. And I think y'all actually going to love the song of the day. But here's the quote of the day. Pride seems to be a sort of crown of the virtues, for it makes them more powerful and is not found without them. Therefore, it is hard to be truly proud, for it is impossible without nobility and goodness of character. That's by Aristotle. Okay? That was by Aristotle. And I think that's a good one there, man. That is an outstanding one. So I'll let y'all marinate on that for a moment. But also, while we're marinating on that one, we're going to give you the song of the day. And this one, man, I tell you, some of y'all going to be bobbing your head to this one. But it fits the day. It fits the topic of the day. All right? So without further ado, here's the song of the day, Pride and Joy.
Pride and joy, Lord, I love you, just like the schoolboy.
All right, y'all. That was Pride and Joy by the late Marvin Gaye. Hey, I told you, I like the song, so I had to get it out there. Yeah, I had to get it out there. Hey, I told you, may have you bobbing. I know, I saw some of y'all out there bobbing your head. I know, they got that old school going on, right? Right. All right, anyway, that was. That was it. Now, before we get started on the actual subject today, you know, there's always a couple of things I want to talk about beforehand, right? And here's the first one. Now, let me ask y'all this. You know, we just went through the bombing and what's that place, Boston, and all that. And in order to catch the suspects, they had to look at all these different camera angles and the things, the pictures that people took and so forth and so on. So the question is, because of the success of all the cameras, you know, capturing different things with the bombers, should more cities use cameras, you know, like in the general areas of kind of, you know, of the city, you know, like maybe downtown or on highways? I know some cities have these things, but not all. So should it become a national law for them to do that? See, I'm just asking y'all. Tell me about it. Okay, I got Mr. Lowe on the line. What's going on, brother?
Renegades, third platoon, baby. We lead the way.
Okay, whatever. Whatever, man, whatever.
What's happening, brother?
Nothing, man.
Oh, first man, bro.
First platoon.
I heard that. Let me tell you one thing, bro. Hell no. They don't need any more cameras. The cameras didn't prove anything, if you ask me. The cameras proved that they had a whole lot of military personnel out there in civilian/military garb with black backpacks on. That's what the cameras showed me and the rest of the world. But people are going to say, oh, yeah, well, oh, thank the government. We're safe now. I'm still standing over here on the island by myself, brother. The government did that.
Okay. The government did what?
The government, they plotted that bomb. They planted that bomb, and they ignited that explosion.
You know what? You're not on the island by yourself. Because I think on earlier this week, or last week, I actually said that. I still believe that the government was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know what? And y'all want to know why the government was behind it? I'm finna give y'all straight, as Michael said, I'm finna give y'all some facts why the government was behind it. Now, remember, okay, so wait a minute, let's go back. All right, so you feel that no cameras, they should put no more cameras anywhere. They're
nope,
good.
Nope. Okay. I think that the ones that they have, they should get rid of those.
So is that a part of Joe's theory on martial law?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I hear you, brother.
Absolutely.
And I kind of, you know, I go with the analogy that we've been using for a long time. Big brother's always watching. So whether you wanna actually admit it or not, you being watched.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's with your own little appliances in your house that you buy that you think are so technologically new. Oh yeah, they watch it.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is very true. This is very true.
So that's interesting. I agree with you though. We don't need no more invasion into our privacy.
Our own personal privacy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like I said, I ain't mean to cut you off. Like I said before, the people that's making and creating these laws, these things are not happening to them. They're only happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's ask a question. When was the last time a congressman or senator's son or daughter was injured on the field of battle? Their children don't go to wars.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess, look, their children don't go to anything.
Exactly.
If you think about it.
Exactly.
But you never hear about any of them getting hurt. Just somebody else.
Not going. Absolutely. You know, yeah. I hate to go off topic. I hate to go off topic, man. But, I mean, I had a list of all the people in Washington, D.C. that had at least 1% of a corporation that was a government contractor that was in somewhere in the world, in Iraq, i.e. Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, or wherever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a list of all of those bastards, man, and it was so many of them that were on this list, and the question came up, well, Senator or Congressman so-and-so, would this be a motivation for you to that would help influence you in your decision-making? Oh, of course not. You know, come on now, man. Don't lie to me. You know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Hold on, we got somebody else with their hand up. Okay. Hello, you on Let's Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to know when Lowe's going to get back to the topic.
I just want to know, are you going to sleep today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I don't know. It was funny. I did go to sleep. Was
I know
snoring?
You did. Yeah. You were breathing.
Was I snoring or was I just
minute.
Breathing? Because when I go to sleep, the speakerphone is right next to my mouth.
Mm. No, you was just breathing real hard. That
oh, okay. Because other people tell me I snore.
Speakerphone.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I do snore?
Oh. Yeah, you do. I had times where I did have to mute you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I've never been told that before. Huh.
Okay, well, now you know. You got it on Let's Talk.
No, I mean BTR. I mean BTR people have told me, but I haven't been told that, in my bedroom.
Well, I mean, we're not in your bedroom. I have no intentions of going in your bedroom. But
you
know,
good
go
point.
Ahead,
but I sleep.
Good point. He and Michael, you know, they really know how to throw a wrench in the damn conversation. My bedroom.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Topic is all about male pride. I guess Lowe wanted to step in on that one.
Actually, I told you, you are our Calvin. Calvin, we're getting to that. We're talking about Big Brother right now.
Yeah. Well, if I'm Calvin, then you're everybody's Urkel.
No,
yeah, that's
Lord.
Fine. I'll be him.
Well,
I'm the Urkel with the muscles that'll whoop ass, so how about that?
Oh, yeah?
How about that?
Well, he thinks now that he's grown, he can whip ass, too. But he's still Urkel.
That's fine. I'm your Huckleberry, baby.
That's all right. I got my 45. Hey, you got your knife. No problem.
No. Joe, why would I want to get up on you? No, that's crazy. What you do is you make sure before they decide to say, hey, no more rifles are being sold. Before that happens, you go and get yourself a nice rifle, even if you have to get a hunting gun.
You think people
nice
are going
to
get rid of their rifles and the saw guns?
No.
Hell
no.
No,
of course not. Nobody's going to get rid of anything. They'll just stop selling. Now, I read yesterday they're trying now to limit the amount of powder that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I told somebody at work, I said, man, you know, black guys, they don't know anything about it for the most part. But white guys, they'll pack their own bullets. Yeah,
you can buy the kits. You can just put the head on top and press it down and put in your own grains. Hell yeah.
Mhm. 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 Yeah. Yeah. And I never thought that was possible. I didn't know you could actually buy a kit like that.
Yeah.
But it's a wise investment.
Mm-hmm.
A very wise investment.
All right. Let's get back to what we were talking about now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think because of all this, the supposed success of the cameras in the Boston bombing, do you think more cities should use cameras now?
They're going to get them anyway. But my answer to that is a flat-ass no.
Good answer.
Okay.
Great answer. Great
but
answer.
You say...
flat, huh?
So you say they're going to get them anyway?
Oh, yeah. Look, Baltimore about 2 or 3 months ago was a test case. Now, everybody's seen the movie Enemy of the State, right, with Gene Hackman, right, and Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So the major part or the major theme of that movie was that you couldn't go anywhere. They had the cameras all over the place, but not only that, they could check you out in real time, what you had on your credit card, what you spent on your credit card last night, what you spent on your debit card, what restaurant you went to if you use your credit card. How much your utility bill is, how much your gas, light, phone bill is. All
how much you spend on your mistress every month.
Yeah.
Anything
that was, anything that was non-cash, if you went through a light, they found it. So they're going to do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is that people, now I read just today, there was a Rasmussen poll. I think something like 57, I forget now, but it's a stupid percentage saying that people approved of the cameras. I think it was 87%, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They approved of the cameras since the Boston Marathon bombings. And I'm just saying, oh, my God.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. That's what's going to drive it. That is what's going to drive
my question,
it right now.
My question always is, though, where was the demographic located that was asked the question? You know, did you go over there in the very nice neighborhood? Did you go over there? Or did you go to the trailer park or to the ghetto? Where did you go and ask these questions? That's
okay.
My question.
They went to the suburbs. You know where they went.
They went to a very stupid population because I took a look at
burning in.
Okay. I took a look at the questions because Rasmussen, I saw the Rasmussen poll. And with the Rasmussen poll, you can take a look at the questions. So I took a look at the questions. They were just, average everyday questions. But do you know that 13% of Americans don't know who John Kerry is? And 9% don't know who Biden is?
That's not a
very stupid fucking population.
Yeah, I would say that's not a big surprise. But Vernon, you in here, man. What's
going
on? Happy Wednesday to you.
Hey, Vern.
Happy Wednesday to y'all. What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, cuz?
What's going on? Oh, man. Same old thing. Just another day, cuz.
Yeah, you too, huh? Boy,
okay.
It was a thing of beauty. It was a thing of beauty, man. My dear state turned out wonderfully. Thing of beauty.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. God.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I was. Now, what was your question again about the cameras? What were you asking?
Will more cities want more cameras? The citizens in the cities, would they want more cameras?
I don't think they need more cameras. I mean, they got enough cameras as it is. I think they need to get more cameras in the White House and in the House of Reps and all them places there, you know, and have a damn live television channel so we can watch them and see what them bastards doing all the time.
Say, so make that a reality show, huh?
Make that a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Make that a reality show.
Yeah.
Golly. Because, I mean, Eric, you know yourself, man, overseas, the cameras, you can be driving like 3 or 4 miles over the speed limit, like anywhere, like just in like a desolate area. And if they got a camera out there and you're driving 3 or 4 miles over the speed limit, that camera going to. You about to catch a big flash, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you'll get a ticket in the mail.
Yep.
Yeah. So I still say let the police, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. Even if they half-ass doing it, let them do their jobs.
All right.
I don't even know if it was a joke or not, but they said that everything was closed down in Boston except the damn donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. I
Real
saw
tough.
That too, and I was wondering, was that a joke or were they really serious?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, we got somebody else with their hand up. All right, here we go. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. You're on Let's Talk. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
This is Mace.
Mace.
I knew who it was.
I didn't know who it was.
We always want to do a poll on how many people know who somebody is that's up there, up in the Congress and the White House and all of these different places. What you need to know is what's in the Constitution.
Mm.
How many people would know what's in the Constitution? Have we ever done a poll on that? To know how it's supposed to work?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with your Constitution, May, in about like 45 minutes. I'm going to take it in the bathroom.
Well, if you take it in the bathroom, that's why you don't.
That's all it's worth.
It might be all it's worth, but there is laws in it.
Let me tell you something, you may not want to hear this, but and I'm going to say this loosely. The only people that ever say, hey, I know my rights, and what about our constitutional rights, are white people.
That's what
black
I know.
Black people have been stepped on forever, and they already know, hey, when the police stop me, I'm not finna act no damn fool because I might get killed out here.
That's not all of the Constitution.
White,
that's just a portion of it.
Listen,
I'm talking about the
Constitution. Hey, listen. All of this stuff ties into each other. Like I said, certain people already know, hey, I'm not going to act the fool with the police and ask,
that has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Are you crazy?
Somebody, you gonna
I know my When you say I know my right. That has something to do with the Constitution.
No, I'm talking about not know my right. Y'all was talking about guns. It's like the Second Amendment is gun rights, right? The right to bear arms, right? That's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about being arrested.
Welcome, thank you.
So what do the First Amendment say? What is it?
I mean, even the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms you only have so much power there because, I mean, you still got to get a concealed weapon permit if you're going to ride around with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so he said he's going to wipe his butt with it. What's the reason to do that? That doesn't make no sense.
What's the reason for what?
He said he was going to take it to the bathroom with him. And
if
he needs to see what his function
is. But why not?
You need to see what the function and what helps you out in it. I'm talking about Section 1, Article 7.
Hey, it is a worthless piece of paper. I don't care those people can bend those rules however they want to.
If you don't know about the rules, you won't have to be bothered with the police stopping you and doing anything. If you read the Constitution and see your rights and know them and not break the law, and when they're breaking the law against you, you can know how to sue them, can't you?
I read that garbage a long time ago.
What garbage?
What I got from that becoming an adult is you have the haves, the workers, and the have-nots. We, as the workers and the have-nots, don't have the power to enforce any and everything that we want, regardless of Constitution or not. If they come to your house right now with a warrant or without a warrant and take you to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, you're going to
go. Oh, here you go with that crazy crap. What are they going to take you? That's why they got laws. It is crazy.
Oh, are you crazy?
He's sounding just like them crazy people come up with that crazy stuff every day.
The National Defense Authorization Act says they can hold you indefinitely without charges.
Where can I find this?
What are you talking about?
Where can I find this?
What are
you
talking
about? Tell
me where
I can go and find this. What you talking about?
Go online and Google the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA.
And what I want you to do is go online, look up the Constitution, look at Article 1, Section 7, and you tell me what you found in it when you do it, okay?
Okay, well, like I told you, I read that shit a long time ago.
You did? Well, if you read it, you can tell me about it. What is it pertaining to?
Again, I guess you didn't hear what I was saying because
I heard every word you said.
It is a worthless piece of paper to me.
It will help some of the confused people that we have, like Joe was saying, statistics. They're always coming out with statistics, but how many people... Who knows Joe Biden and who knows who and who's the president? They should learn all that in school. If they don't, something's wrong with them.
Article 1, what now?
Section 7. Mm-hmm. And he tells you how this government is supposed to work and why it is screwed up the way it is. And we got one right here hollering and don't even know why we're screaming.
I know exactly why we're screaming, because we gave
because you don't know why.
We never had liberties. That's what people thought. They thought they had freedoms and liberties. Now you're being shown by the government that you never had any liberty.
That's why we have laws.
They allowed you to do things.
Do the police break
now laws? Now they pulling them quote unquote allowances back slowly.
Who doing that?
The government is your elected officials.
The elected officials are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. I don't know who you used to talking to or whatever, but hey, you know, I bring point for point with you. And you know, the president should be changed every 4 years, or if not every 8. But you said you should learn the Constitution and this and that, and who the president is.
The president
is.
Only just returns in office anyway. So what are you talking about?
I'm
and he got to
win
the election to win. So 8 years, right?
You got to win the election.
Okay.
That's what I
all
said.
Right. All right. Enough of the Constitution. Enough of the Constitution.
Yes, it is.
Then let's get back to where we was headed, okay?
Enough
of the Constitution.
Because you didn't have the right to bear arms at one time, and you do now. Did
okay.
you always have the right to bear arms before you could go get license to get a gun?
Of course not.
Okay. Why do you have the right to do it now?
And even more,
you didn't have the right to vote at one time, and you do now.
Hey, let me tell you something. Don't ask me a question, then follow it up with a question. Don't want me to answer you.
I'm sorry. Calm down.
All right. Like I said before, that's it. We ain't talking about that no more. That's for another show.
Okay.
We can bring.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for another show.
That's another show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a question for Joe.
That'll be a good Monday show.
Well, I have a question for Joe.
Go ahead, May.
If he's awake. Joe.
Yeah, he's there somewhere.
Oh, okay. Who be doing all of these polls and stuff?
I can answer that. It just be different. Sometimes it's the news media or just think tanks and all that. You know, they just call themselves doing random surveys just to get a feel
sometimes,
for what's going on.
Should we believe
sometimes
them?
It's a special interest group.
Yeah.
Should we believe them because they do a poll?
No, and
okay.
This is why I did a show on this before. They word them in certain ways to where, you know, depending on the demographic they're looking for, they'll word them the same way to
the answer that they want.
To gear it toward the results that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because most of the people walk around looking at them like a poll.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
can find the same amount of people or more with a different answer than they gave
for
the poll that they wanted, and it don't even sound right.
Also, they'll call, you know, they may call, but of course, you know, black folk, we don't answer no 800 numbers and no 555 numbers or nothing like that. We're not going to do that. You know, first thing you look at your phone, I don't know you. You know what I mean? No.
They call me all the time, but I end up holding them. Because it didn't make no sense, the stuff that be asking in the polls.
Okay. All right. But anyway, let's. Yeah, you special. You special.
Oh, I am. Maybe I am because they like to call my number.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we want to say welcome to Goofy Bone in the chat room. Long time, bro. Ain't seen. All right, but anyway, let's get on to what I was talking about. So we can get on to the topic for the day. Now, remember last week I told y'all the government did the bombing because they was trying to hide something? Now, I'm going to tell you what they was trying to hide. You remember there's a war going on in Syria. Now, we're not supposed to have anything to do with that, right?
Right.
However, over the weekend, the U.S. gave an additional $123 million in non-lethal aid to Syrians, to the opposition, basically the rebels. And, you know, that could include first-time armored vehicles, body armor, night vision goggles, and defensive military supplies. Now, here's my question. Number one, why are we giving $123 million to anybody when here in our own country we get people being laid off? Because we're not supposed to don't have enough money to pay, you know, in our budget. So why are we giving the $123 million away, right? And number two, you supplying these folk with all this military stuff that you're going to have to go back eventually, and it's going to be used against us when we have to go over there and remove whoever can come in, what you call it. So what is really going on? Why y'all think that's right to do that? Y'all have a problem with that?
No, it's not, but it's nothing new.
Well, of course it's nothing new, but my thing was, you know, as I mentioned before, that bombing was a cover, so everybody can put their attention on that so they can do something else, which may have turned out to be this right here. Because I know many Americans probably been up in arms about $123 million worth of people, and people being laid off on their job with this sequester thing. You know, that's not making sense to me.
They give money to other countries every year. They have a budget to do that.
Well, they need to cut some of
the American people over here suffering because they're giving it to other countries.
Right.
They have about 10 different countries that they give big bucks to every year.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're our friends.
Yeah, our friends.
And it's nothing new. The Congress is the one that do it because they hold the purse.
Mm-hmm.
With no hesitation at all. But when it comes to the American people, they always got to stick a piece of iron in the fire to make sure that it don't happen. And then you get both parties sitting up there to tell you what you should and or you don't want, or what should have happened, but you don't find them telling you what needs to happen.
Mm.
Out of the Congress.
Out of the Congress.
House and the Senate. We get
all
nothing.
Right.
Because
right.
Have them doing business with those countries over there. Why do you think McCain, they go over to them different countries all the time, and they supposed to be having war, but they can go in and come out anytime they want to?
And you know what? You're right, because anything goes on lately, that's a name that's always in the middle. John McCain.
It used to be Joe Lieberman, but they sent him home. He don't go nowhere anymore, I don't guess.
Yeah. It's John McCain and what's the other one? Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
They're always the ones pushing for something. So, yeah. You're absolutely right. Let me bring Goofy in. Let's see what's up with Goofy. Goofy, where you been at, man? Happy Wednesday.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Goofy. I'm a first-time caller. I'm just wondering what's going on in the world. Man, Eric, I should have been crucified in hell already, man. I'm still alive,
wow.
Man. I went to Vegas. I did the nasties. I threw up all over some chick's bathroom. I mean, I did a lot of things, man.
Sound like you see.
But I'm back. We're back with Goofy on his regular schedule program. Sorry, I had to.
Okay.
Come on, I had to have my fun. Seriously.
That's true. Nothing wrong with that.
What's crack-a-lagging? Who we got up on here?
Oh, man, we have Vernon.
The same crew.
We have Mace. And we had Low. We kind of dropped Low, but I'm sure he'll be back. But anyway, now, since we got all that out the way, I just wanted y'all to be aware of, you know, where our money was going. Since we have so many people laid off now because of a sequester, no, that's just not right. Okay. Go ahead.
I had a question about this whole thing in the jiggy. You said they sent John McCain and everybody else to these little places and stuff. How come when Obama? I mean, I'm not praising to kill Obama, but I mean that's our leader, and he goes into their territory like it ain't no thing. How come nobody gets like a rocket launcher and just tries to blow his plane up or do something dramatic if they really
because they got better
that
sense
much.
To not do that. You should know better.
No, but I'm saying
you know if
I'm
you had common sense.
This is all staged.
Well, they have
all
the UN
wars. They're all staged.
Yeah, the UN.
Can I talk before you interrupt me? Because you can't interrupt somebody if they don't talk.
Well, talk, Dan.
Thank you. Man, all these little wars, they're all staged so good old America and whoever else could benefit in the good old cash cow. I mean, seriously, if you had Kim Jong-un coming over here, talking all his stuff, but yet he's over here, mingling, shit. I'll go outside. I see that motherfucker's plane. I'll find me a rocket launcher, and I'll blast that motherfucker into the Stone Age. You want to come over here and talk smack and all this diggity-dack? I mean, we're, excuse me, shut up. We're American.
Shut up, because you ain't talking about nothing but the killing machine. That's all you're talking about. You shut up, because you ain't talking about nothing that make no sense. You had the nerve to tell somebody to shut up.
Are you doing lines again? You all cracked out, girl. You need to slow the fuck down.
You cracking up.
Slow down.
You cracking up. You're not talking about nothing.
Damn. Lord. All right, y'all.
Man, what a good day to come back, huh? Who is that?
Yeah, what a good day to come back.
What's
all
that
right,
barbarian
y'all.
Woman's name? What's that barbarian woman's name?
Oh, come on now. You know who that is.
No, I forgot her name, but I Joe brought her around, huh?
One
of Joe's little misfits.
No, there you go, trying to change this up to something else. It don't make no sense. They have
no. No, I'm trying to ask your name.
What?
I'm trying to ask
my
your
name.
Name. What's your name?
M-A-Z-E. Got it?
It don't matter what your name is. I
know it
didn't.
That's
that,
why you don't need to know. Get
see, I put you in check because I
named that conversation
you.
And stop
tell
coming
me your
like
name.
A
remember
oh,
that.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Should
anyway.
I haven't had a beer yet.
Well, y'all have the conversation.
Anyway, here we go. Here we go, y'all. We're going to get to this pride thing. Because, you know, pride is something that's pride is a very intriguing part of human life. It is, especially when it comes to relationships. You know, it's an interesting quality. That's for sure. It can be healthy. You know, you have a healthy pride and useful in many situations in life, you know, like dating or relationships. However, you have that bad side of pride that, you know, could make you arrogant. What's another word I can use? Arrogant, you know, just full of yourself. And that can harm a relationship also. So, with that being said, I want to know, my first question is going to be, wait, no, it's not. Okay, yeah. Here's a statement I read, and I want to see if this is true. Since we have Maze on the line, she get first crack at it. Maze,
yes.
This statement says the one thing a woman needs to know about dealing with a man, how to manage male pride. Is that true? Do you think a woman needs to know how to handle a man and his pride?
No.
No.
Mm.
Why not?
But it depends on what kind of pride you're talking about. If you got one that's silly and going to come in and disrespecting women, or if you got one that's proud of being a man and dresses and look like he's a man and act like one, where he respects the woman,
uh-huh.
respect other people around them.
Right.
But you do have to go through all of that. But you know one when you see one. Or
no,
hear one.
You know one when you see one.
Or hear one.
Okay.
A man with pride. Because he don't uh-huh. do stuff like that to embarrass himself because he don't love himself. A man with pride loves himself just like he loves his woman. Is that good enough?
Hey, I'm just throwing the answers out there. All right,
yeah,
fellas,
man.
Y'all turn. I mean, I'm throwing the question out. Fellas, anybody taking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joe done woke came back.
Mm-hmm. Now.
He sleeps. He's still kind of asleep. Anyway.
We're talking about pride, right?
Yeah, we're talking about pride.
Now.
Right now, we're talking, yeah, pride.
What types of pride? I mean, are we talking about in a relationship?
Yes, we're talking about
pride. Or just a man walking around just being prideful, thinking he can conquer the world.
We're talking about pride in relationships.
Like who should take the lead?
No, like in a relationship, is there such thing as too much pride? Can a man have too much pride to where he ruins a relationship? Can a woman have too much pride to where she ruins a relationship? Or
that's what
is
I'm
there
saying.
Such
Does
thing
someone
as
take
a specific type of? You know, it's not necessary about taking the lead, is it?
Well, hold on, Mr. Talk. Because I mean, come on. If someone with pride, they want to be prideful. They don't want no one else to be up there with pride with them. So, I mean, they're going to take the lead in a relationship. It's like, honey, she feels like, well, let's take Maze, for instance. say Mays wants to eat a chili cheeseburger at Wiener Schnitzel, and say I'm feeling some chicken nuggets. Well, since I'm driving, she's shit out of luck because we're going to go wherever the hell I want.
Because you don't have no pride. That's the problem. You don't love yourself.
No. That's pride.
No, that's not pride.
If I was a little pussy motherfucker, I'd be like, okay,
that's
baby.
That's what it is. That's why you're doing
I'll
what
you
doing.
I'll take you where you want to go, baby.
What's that got to do with anything?
Shit.
You're on a different movie.
You go walk to Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't know what
you're
smoking.
With your maze ass.
I don't know what you're smoking. Because you wouldn't be nothing I would take a look at. Or at least
I'm
going to
smoke right now, so I'll tell you what I'm smoking.
Nothing.
Okay. So, is what goofy speaking really what male pride is all about in a relationship? Does pride have to designate who's the alpha and who's the beta, or who's in charge and who's not in charge? Does pride have anything to do with that?
Sure.
Sure?
Pride is motivation behind a lot of what we do. That's why we're bumping heads today. We have male pride, female pride. Neither one of them wants to give up an inch, especially the female pride.
No, the male pride don't have nobody. That's why they're complaining with males.
No,
see,
the male.
That's what happens when you give females.
Mm-hmm.
See, Maze is a perfect example of when you give females power. Look at them walking like they own a damn supermarket. Calm down.
Some do own a supermarket.
We're all here.
Let me tell you.
We're in a roundtable conversation right here.
When a man is lost, who's the one to tell him that he's lost and he just keeps driving down the road until he figures out that he needs to turn around?
Who's
because
the one that should have told her not to say anything because the man doesn't get that lost? And what is she doing? And what is she doing pointing out to him? Hey, honey, you stupid bastard. You missed a turn.
Damn.
He knows.
Who's dumb?
He knows that.
Who's dumb? The person looking for the place to go, or the person knowing where the place is at, not telling the person who's trying to find the place?
And neither one of them know where they're
so
going.
So you tell me who's dumb there.
It's called if one's looking at the map and telling the other one which way to go, but he want to keep straight. People like you want to keep straight when you should be turning. That's
so
how
what
it goes.
Type of relationship is that if you're not going to communicate with your significant other?
Well, that's what pride does. It communicates, not ignore. Like
well,
you're
over here
about.
Contradicting yourself, Miss May.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
You just like you and
yes,
Joe
you
want to
are,
ignore
girl.
Him, and that's why y'all don't have one.
Come on.
Oh, stop it, Mays, with that lame thing about.
No, Joe, I am just telling you like it is.
Yeah, well, you
that's
tell
it
like it is, but that doesn't
to
mean it's true. No, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We
yes,
were talking about it the
what
other
you
day.
Just said too.
That
if
you
I,
have to be married in
so.
Order to know what marriage is about, or you have to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend to know what a relationship
I guess
is about.
You do it.
How many girls have I had?
Who knows?
Well, then
I mean,
you can't say anything.
It don't seem like you got one now.
Then you can't say anything.
That's
well,
you
don't can't
say
that,
man.
Has,
and
yourself.
I can understand why.
That's why you can't say anything good about women.
Why?
Because you don't like women.
I don't like females.
I like
women. I don't like females. Women, hey, they're cool. But
you don't like females?
No.
You like males then?
Nah.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're getting disrespectful.
No.
Where's Ike Turner to resurrect from the grave and pimp slap?
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me go back here for a moment what Joe said. Joe, now you said you don't like females, but you like women. Aren't they the same people?
Yes.
A woman is a female, but a female is not necessarily a woman. Same
please
thing
respond.
With, because you know
he
that girls do the same thing. They go.
Joe don't like strong women, that's all. He like weak ones.
Excuse,
is that what you're trying to say?
Maze. Like girls will say, he's a real man. Now, they're trying to make the distinction between a real man and a man. But if you're not a real man, or if you are a real man, you still were born with a pair of balls, so that makes you a man. But not in the eyes of the women who want to try to use their female pride to try to make the man feel bad.
Is that could you explain me what a real man is?
No, what's the real
maybe
man?
Maybe I'm getting confused. Could you explain it to me, what one is?
Go ahead, Mace.
I'm listening.
Well, I thought you said you want me to find out what a real man is.
I asked you to explain what a real man is to you.
What a real man is to me?
Mm-hmm.
A very responsible man. That's all a real man is to me.
Okay.
I don't go with it. I don't go for this alpha male stuff.
Hmm. Oh, okay. You don't go for that,
no,
huh?
Pride.
No.
Pride actually would ruin an alpha male in a woman.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, that pride is, you know, he can't accept help. He can't accept information from his partner. No kind of suggestions from nobody. Everything got to be his way, right or wrong.
Yeah.
But that stuff can ruin a relationship.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so don't you have one on the phone now?
Who's on the
talking on the phone now? The one that said that if he wanted to go get something from someplace and because he's driving, he go because he wants to? Because
that's
he's driving?
Hey, that's between you and Goofface.
That could be.
That's me and you, baby girl. I told
you.
I'll take it to Winter Special after I get my nuggets, all right?
That's you. Your pride gets you. That's why you don't have nobody.
Shit,
okay.
I'll tell you what I have. I have women that want me more
women.
Than I want them.
You
so let me tell you something, Miss May.
Not women.
Let me tell you something. Women. Women.
Do
you understand
that?
Women. Come on now. I mean, you come over here all mad at the world like no men
I'm
want to fuck
I'm not mad at
you.
The world. I'm happy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you over here hating on us, girl. Come
That's
on.
That's right, May, as soon as you walked in.
I did what?
Okay,
as soon
look,
as you walked in.
Look. Let me ask this question. Because I think this is the question that he asked. Mace, what is female pride?
Female pride
uh-huh.
is a woman that would, to me,
uh-huh.
is a woman that would let a man be who he is as long as he's respectful and loves himself, like I said. You can't love nothing else if you don't love yourself. You're going to be mean and nasty to it. And I always want to have your way at doing it.
Okay.
You
like
always have to love
yourself.
Is loving yourself always good?
Yes, it is.
Always?
Yes, it is. Because if you don't love yourself, who else going to do it?
So the narcissistic women who think because they're pretty and they love themselves because they're very, very attractive,
well,
they're doing the right thing, according to you. Well, you said everybody is good to love yourself.
Everybody on this earth is not pretty.
Huh?
Everybody on this earth is not pretty. Some people are ugly, and they have pride.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking
what?
About, you said anybody who loves themselves, that's a good thing.
It is.
So you never heard of narcissism?
I asked you the question, Joe.
Yeah, but have you heard of narcissism?
No.
You haven't? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, then, okay, narcissism is a disease. It's a disease in which you can afflict men, but most of the time it afflicts women in that because they are pretty, they think they're the shit. So as a result, they think they can do anything they want, any way they want, to whomever they want, and they can get away with it because they're pretty. And a lot of times they're right. So they love themselves because they want everything in the world for them, and they want people, in particular men, to do for them. They love themselves.
So you can't love yourself because of that reason?
Because of what?
Because of that reason, you can't love yourself?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Whatever you say.
All righty then. Okay, so let me ask this question. Is a woman's pride sometimes mistaken as her having too much emotion? Is it, you know, men, I'm asking y'all now, do we sometimes mistake her pride as being emotional or, you know, bitchy, as Goofy probably would say. You know, do we mistake that and look at it the wrong way?
Well, it could be, but it doesn't mean necessarily.
Well, how would you be able to tell the difference?
Well, like I said, pride is when a man doesn't feel... you should be a responsible human. Therefore, to me, you're a man. If you are a responsible female and one who believes in actually what's good for the goose is good for the gander, you have the right amount of pride. But just because a woman cries doesn't mean she has pride, or just because a woman cries doesn't mean she doesn't have pride. Right now, all we know is that she's crying, and we have to find out why. If she's narcissistic and she's crying, you can damn well be sure it's because she broke her fingernail or some stupid shit happened. She didn't get her way, and she's all fucking broken up about it for something stupid. That's wrong.
I said that's very interesting. It really is. Vernon, what you got to say about it? Okay, Vernon must be working. Goofy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what you got to say about the question?
I mean, I could tear that up in so many different ways, but I'm going to be nice
say. Say what you got to say, bro.
No, I'm just going to say it this way. Relationships, the only downfall of relationships is somebody. And it's usually the person with the pride. Now, I've met a lot of women that, you know, they don't give a shit what the man has to offer. They just need them for, you know, to survive, you know, sex, whatever, you know, just a companion. You know what I mean? They just need somebody there. They could care less of what you have. And then I met women that just depend on somebody that has all the, you know, the marbles and the chips in the world. So it's like, if we're talking about, like, relationship-wise.
Yes, we are.
Pride is the main reason why it destroys a relationship. Somebody always wants to be on top. Somebody always wants to be, you know, taken care of, or, you know, be dominant or whatever. So that's all I got to say about that.
I think we can sum it up by just saying that the person with too much pride always has to be right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
I mean, for no reason, you know.
But do you call pride and being selfish the same thing? Like, you have a selfish person, a selfish man, or a selfish woman that always want just about themselves, and, you know, like, don't care about nothing, nobody. They're just being selfish. It's all about, you know, like, how I look. Even though you have some other person, you're more important than they are.
Well, that's part of a narcissistic personality. That's a person who is so selfish that they don't care about other people when they should care about them. That's irresponsibility. So if you're married to somebody, you should care about that other person. But if you don't, because you only care about yourself, to me, that's a narcissistic person. That's a prideful person.
I'm saying, like, say, like, if you had a girlfriend, girlfriend, and she was in the mirror all the time, and you were in the mirror all the time doing the same thing. Both of y'all thought y'all was pretty. How do you solve that situation?
Who says something like that has to be solved? If both of us feel that we're both good looking, we're in the mirror, what's wrong with that?
I'm standing in the mirror and always thinking that you look better than she does, or she thinks she looks better than you. How do you deal with that situation?
Well, to me, it's not a problem as long as she's not a selfish human being. If she thinks she wants to be prettier than me, but at the same time she's good in bed and she gives me what I want in terms of human warmth and I can trust her, let her feel pride about her looks. I don't care.
And two people with the same pride, how is that supposed to work out?
It never works out. That's like two Geminis getting together. It's fun, but it won't last.
Well, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they're doing okay.
Well, Brad Pitt been married how many times before Angela?
Yeah, but you got to look at it this way, Joe.
One.
Brad Pitt is like most of the bitches' dreams. All right, wouldn't you want a guy or wouldn't you want a girl that has all the guys' dreams, the dreams about? You know what I mean?
Is that the one that like, Robin Gibbs?
That's
Mike
what I
Tyson
think. That's what
her.
I think that couple is. I mean. I mean, they're no Josephine Baker and all that crap, but I mean, they're over here, you know, adopting kids from all over the world and, you know, they're trying to make a family. I don't understand why they just, you know, can't you know, get kids from our world, you know, from America. But, you know, they had to go all the way across, you know, butt-fuck Egypt and, you know, God knows where. But I just think that couple is just, you know, a couple that's just a Hollywood glamour, you know.
Probably.
Two trophies walking yeah. down the aisle. That's what I think of that couple.
Mm.
But what do you think, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt? Brad Pitt was, wasn't he the one that was dating Robin Givens when she was married to Mike Tyson?
Robin Givens? I don't
yeah.
think so.
I think so.
No, he was married to Jennifer Aniston.
I think that he was
yeah,
with
Jennifer Aniston, yeah. Jennifer
I think
Aniston
he was with Marvin Gibbons, too.
Who?
At the time when Mike Tyson was having their problems.
Oh, yeah, no, he was. Exactly. Yeah, you're right,
yeah,
man.
I don't think he was with Robin Gibbons.
He was messing around with Robin Gibbons.
Uh-huh, and she had a husband, didn't she?
Okay, I don't think
okay,
so,
no,
but
no.
okay.
I know so.
All right.
So we don't look at Brad in that way.
Well, I mean, let's talk about that. You know, let's say you're in a bad relationship, but you want to, you know, you're not being satisfied. Will pride keep you at home, or would it? Will pride keep
no,
you at home?
No.
Hell
no.
Nah, pride would keep,
no,
me,
pride
keep
would
me on the street.
That's right.
You really believe that?
Oh, yeah. Because we're talking about false pride now, right? Or are we talking about healthy pride?
Pride is pride, Joe.
No,
it doesn't have. It doesn't
you
have
can feel proud. You can feel proud about yourself for certain accomplishments,
yeah.
without being condescending to other people, and then
yeah,
you can feel pride.
Two types of pride. Yeah.
Huh?
I said that. Go ahead. I'm just saying there's two types of pride. You know,
yeah,
there's
as
a healthy
far as
pride,
I'm
and, a, yeah. and a, it is an unhealthy pride. Yeah.
I think there's the pride against narcissism. That's what, you know, I think the term came about for, you know, pride and selfishness and just thinking you're the shit, nobody else matters. That's pride. That's loving yourself. So I think we have to put things in the proper perspective. And there's healthy pride. You know, if you're a kid and you're winning championships, or if you're an adult and you're winning your goals and you're getting promotions, or you're getting good paychecks, or you're winning whatever it is that you want to win, don't you have a right to feel prideful about your accomplishments?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I got somebody else with their hands up, but you made a great point there, Joe. A very good point.
Okay. Hope it's a woman.
Hey, how you guys
Hello.
Doing?
We're doing fine, Michael. How are you?
Fine. You guys been making my point. Listen, I want y'all to listen exactly what you're saying about relationships. See, that's why you don't have a leader. A leader is going to have that pride. A leader, someone who has the last say in a relationship, they're selfish. You're giving someone that pride. Now, I must correct you people. See, that's why even the old traditions, they have good words or good wisdoms. I've been listening to you for an hour. Y'all laughing at me. Come on. I mean, you want me to...
Hey, Michael, I didn't laugh at you. Don't be saying y'all. Come on.
Oh, I'm not. I'm trying to talk, and I'm hearing other people. I can't hear myself. No, I was going to say there's no good pride or no bad pride. Pride is pride. Pride is selfishness. That's why pride causes divisions. Pride says, I'm special, no one's better than me. And I'm saying, when you say there's good pride, look at the visualization. If you feel your accomplishment, if you feel love for yourself, that's love for yourself. But people will take that pride in themselves, and they'll start demeaning. I'm better than you. I'm the best in the world. That causes conflict and confusion in this world. That causes hate. So even in the good book, hold on, I'm not finished, ma'am. I listened to you for a whole hour. Even in the good book, it says, okay, man, look, I'll call y'all later, man.
No, Michael, don't worry about it. Come on.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, Michael. Oh, we done lost him. Okay.
Oh
man, who did that? Maze?
Yeah, Maze, of course.
I'm asking a question.
Maze, y'all hurt him motherfucking feelings?
Jeez.
Feelings?
You are Michael's feelings, man.
I'm asking you a question. Two people with pride, should they ever give in to each other?
Never that. What's the point
Again,
of having pride if you're going to give in?
It depends upon
two
me.
Tall people. Should you ever give in
Michael
to each other
pride.
At some time? Or let it down?
Was that Michael pride that made him hang up?
Yeah, that was my
good point.
Yeah,
I could say, yeah, good point. That's a good point, Vernon. But we ain't in a relationship with him.
I was just wondering, that had to be something dealing with pride, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You think about it now, as much as Michael cut people off when they're talking, he got mad at Maze when Maze was kind of cutting him off when he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But we were teasing him for a while. You know, not tonight, not today, but, you know.
Okay, let's go here. You know, men take pride in their accomplishments, yes, but only in those accomplishments that are fitting for a man. When it comes to a woman, men take pride in their ability to protect or provide. Is that, can that be considered a true statement?
No, I would, believe that.
Yeah, and I think that's a trap for men.
Why?
Here we go with the why. Because if you're going to be my equal, fucking defend your own asses.
Damn, Joe.
That's what I said. If you're going to be 5 foot
Joe,
seven, 5 foot eight,
what,
5 foot
what
nine,
are you
five.
For in a, what are you looking for in a woman, Joe? It
no,
sounds like
stop
you hate
it,
women.
Maze. See, I have enough pride in myself to ignore you.
Okay, that's
well,
good.
Well, hold on. We got another hand up. We got another hand up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing today?
Oh,
oh, pretty good. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Hello, Miss Lady.
He said, uh-oh. I heard that. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm just holding back, lady. I'm just holding back.
Listen, men have all these standards that work for women. They have to be this way. They have to have a big booty. They have to have a hair. They have to have... What's wrong with women wanting just basic food and shelter and a man to have transportation? Now, sex and then... When you're talking about pride, there's a lot of biblical scriptures talking about pride, and you may want to visit those. That's all I have to say.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, you know, culture teaches women not to respect male pride. I'm just saying, you know. Basically, you know,
I think you should really look at the definition of pride, and then look at in some of the biblical scriptures, because there's nothing positive in the scriptures about pride.
Oh, yes,
proud
it is. Actually, it is.
Well, there's a lot of scriptures speaking to be proud is to be is to eventually be humbled and to be brought low. So you may want to really look at those.
Okay. Proverbs 13:10 says, pride breeds only quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. So that's not negative. That's just telling you. You know, if you let your pride get in the way, then yes, if both people are so stubborn and hard-headed to where they let their pride control what they're doing, then yes, it's going to end the quarrels and nobody's going to do anything.
No, I mean, you're interpreting it, but it's very, very clear about what it says about it.
So what do you think it says?
Okay. Yeah, what do you think it says, Miss Lady? What do you think it says?
I mean, could you repeat the scripture?
Sure. Proverbs 13, chapter 10th verse, and it says, pride breeds only quarrels. But wisdom
breeds only quarrels.
Yes.
Right?
But wisdom is found in those who take advice.
Okay. So that's pretty clear.
So what's clear about it that you think is clear?
Well, I mean, if you all can't get an understanding of that simple scripture, it's just a lost cause.
Well, we, you know, we might have different interpretations. You said it was very clear. You disagreed with what Eric was saying. So what do you think it means?
Just what it says.
So give an example.
I'm waiting on an appointment, so I'm getting ready to step into it. But no, and there's plenty of other scriptures. Look, you can tell that it's true. There's plenty of other scriptures that speak about pride. In fact, it says love is not proud. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is not quarrelsome. Love is not proud.
Uh-huh. So are you a proud woman or are you a loving woman?
Why do you always want to personalize things? I never ask you anything personal.
But you can if you want to. Go ahead.
No, I'm not interested in
that. Oh, okay. You're not interested in that. Well, in any case, I'm not asking you anything personal. I'm asking you about your philosophy.
Yeah, you are. But I think if you really look at the scriptures, what it says about being proud, there's nothing positive about being proud. There's a difference between having self-respect and self-love than having a prideful heart and a prideful spirit and a prideful mind. There's a difference.
Okay, so what's the difference, and can you give an example?
I got to go.
Of course you do. Absolutely.
I got to go.
I know. It's your time for the exit.
No, I'm not going to admit this stuff. It's silly. And I
well, I'm asking a question. Did she leave?
Oh, well. Yep, we lost her.
All right.
But she brought up a point I want to add. I want to say she said nothing about pride is good. So
nothing. I don't think so. I disagree with that. I think people who feel pride about their accomplishments and they come home and they say, "Mommy, Daddy, look at this." What do you think Mommy and Daddy should do? Say, "You prideful little bitch! You shouldn't feel proud over winning the gold medal." No.
Hmm.
Is that what the parents should do?
Is she talking to her son or her daughter? Joe?
Huh?
Is she talking to her son or her daughter, or is she talking to both? What would you call him if it was a son?
Yeah. Bitch fought for the son, bitch for
both?
The daughter.
Whatever.
But, you know. You know, y'all.
That ended that. Did that end that argument?
I've been talking argument. To Joe for 4 years. If y'all
see,
didn't
that
know
ended that argument because she.
No, I've been talking to Joe for 4 years. If y'all didn't know it or not.
Well, we know each other. Yeah, but yes, she was going to try to break it down into the male female thing, and I just stopped.
No, it's just like you hate women.
I said I didn't hate women. I said
but
I didn't like
females. Is anything good you can say about women?
Yeah, if they're women,
just laying
sure.
down with them.
Oh, if they're women, sure.
That's the only thing that I've heard coming out of your mouth.
About what?
Laying down, having sex is all I heard you say.
No, then that, well, that's all women? You. No, that's all you heard. You haven't been listening to a lot of what I've said about women.
Okay, can I hear you say something good about women?
Oh,
what is
sure.
it about a woman that you like besides that?
Mutual reciprocation. If whatever I give to her, she gives back to me in kind. I can trust her. I can respect her. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice to hear you say something good about women.
Okay.
I mean, the kind of woman you would like to be around.
Okay. Well, you know what? If I was going to be like the typical woman, I would just say, well, I got to go.
And what kind of woman do you hate?
Okay.
I don't have
what
time
about,
for this.
Okay. Let me ask y'all this question. Okay, men, when women say, you know, I'm independent, they can do everything for themselves, and they really don't need you there to protect
mm-hmm.
or provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
How does that hit your pride? Does it take your pride for
a you know what? That's a damn good thing? Question. I think I'm the only one here who would say that doesn't bother me, except that if they don't want to share. Right? Because they'll say, well, I don't need you, and because I have my own. I'll say, well, good. When are you going to spend your own on me? When are you going to give me the same that I give to you? But if they're going to say, well, I'm strong and independent, but I still need a man to protect and provide, a lot of men will say, well, yeah, that's my role. I'm supposed to protect and provide for you. I'd say, if you're going to claim to be independent and my equal, shit, then you get in this, then you protect me, too.
I think an independent woman want a feminized man until it's time to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what an independent woman probably. Well, most of them, they don't want a man to
that's a man. You know, they don't need you for anything. They don't want you to help them do anything. All the time they want you to be a man is when it's time to have sex. You can get your testosterone back.
But do you ever ask a woman what she wants, or you just assume?
Oh, no, I've seen it. I mean, that's most independent women. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are like that. They don't want a man that's a man. They want him to be, damn near feminized. You know, it's, you know, pull all the testosterone out of him, and that's equal him up to us, and give him some damn estrogen shots till it's time to have sex.
So what you're saying? What you're saying? Most independent women want to take the man's manhood from him. Thus his
pride. That's true. I've seen that before.
It's gone.
Or some men like that too.
It's gone.
What do you mean? Some men like that too.
Want to take the same thing away from a woman that he says the woman wants to take away from a man.
That he wants to take away her femininity.
I would never want to take a woman stop her from being feminine. Never.
Okay.
Devil.
What instances have you seen?
I'm talking to men, so I want y'all to explain to me. That's why I'm asking questions.
All right, well, what instances have you seen? What instances, Maze, have you seen men take away a woman's femininity? Or say, well, you're just too feminine for me?
Well, some think that some women are too manly, to where she's always been on her own, and she wants the things that she want to do that she doesn't need him to help her even to change the tire. Because she knows how to do it herself. Because some women get that from their father.
Well, that's
trap. They taught them to do everything that they know how to do to not to have to depend on anybody.
Well, that's the
some
trap.
Some men want women to depend on them.
Well, I know where you're going with that. And that's the trap that men have put themselves in, where they feel, well, if I'm the leader, if I'm the person that she's looking up to, if I'm going to take the reins, then she has to follow me. And as a result, she'll do whatever I want whenever I want. And that's the myth.
So what happens when he walks out the door and she's left with nothing and knowing how to do nothing? What happens then?
What happens if he walks out the door and she's left with doing nothing?
Not know how to do nothing.
Well, that's not his fault, is it?
I don't have a problem with a woman doing
nothing. Like
her
leaning on him that much.
I wouldn't want her to learn how to do things, maybe, but I wouldn't want her doing them things all the time, heavy lifting and shit like that, because I don't want no damn woman built up like a man, like a damn linebacker. I don't want no woman built like a linebacker. And over a period of time, after a woman do a lot of lifting and shit, most of the time, her shoulders will get broad, her back will get wide, and she'll have them damn little heels sitting up in her shoulder looking like a damn dude. I don't want that.
Well, what happened if she don't have nobody to lift it for?
That's what I'm saying. If she
that's
got
the problem.
Some women don't have men to do things.
Some women don't have men to do things. Some women ride horses. Some women bear hay. Some women do all these different things because they don't have a man to do it.
Yeah, so but most women that don't have men, most women that don't have men today don't want a man, Maze. They don't want a man.
How do you know that?
That's because they don't. I have heard too many of them say it. They just,
well, these
the only thing they want, the only thing they want is a friend.
It's more women than it is men. And now men want men, and women want women, so somebody's going to be shut
down. And women want women.
So somebody
Most of them say that they just want a friend. They don't want anything serious. They can take care of themselves, and that's all they want.
Well, sometimes some men have walked out on some of them that say that, too, haven't they?
Well, if they walk out on them, walk out on them for?
Because some men can make a woman hard. I mean, she's...
I could agree with that for a woman... I could go along with that for a woman that's probably in her 50s or say in her 60s, but any time frame after that, most of the time that's probably something that they learn from their mothers or something other.
But not necessarily.
It's just as many women walking out on marriages now as it is men, or if not more.
I wonder why.
If not more.
So you wonder why. So why do they?
They just can't take it anymore. I would suppose that's why some of them leave.
Some
men leave for the same reason. Because
most
just
of them
can't
get bored. They can have a good man at home, but that good man is not what they want because he's not exciting enough. Same thing with a man
that's
with a
the
good
bottom
woman.
Line, Vern.
Same thing with a man with a good woman. If he can have a good woman at home, then his ass gets bored and he wants that slut out in the street, man. But, you know, that's crazy.
I don't understand why would they want the slut out in the street.
I mean, I agree with you on that.
Why would they want that out in the street when they got something good at home?
It's crazy. It's a mental thing.
Oh, that's what it is.
But here's
because,
the thing that I've always talked about.
That's something y'all think y'all supposed to do.
Men would appreciate a good woman, right, a hell of a lot more often than a woman's going to appreciate a good man.
Hmm.
I don't know, Joe. I can't agree with
that.
It's kind of back and forth on that, man. It's kind of equal on that, though.
Well, now, okay, then ask. Take a look around. Take a look at your circumstances. Take a look at your families. Take a look at your friends. When was the last time a woman walked out on a man because he was treating her badly, as opposed to the woman walking out on a man because he was just, you know, he's not my type. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he's just not my type. And then you ask yourself, how many men have given up a good woman?
No, the difference between lust and love.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between lust and love. That's
somebody,
not answering the question,
when
mate.
When you love somebody, you're always going to run up to something else because you're always lusting for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but that's not answering the question.
What
the
question
is, how many men will give up a good woman?
How many men will give up a good woman?
Yeah, how many men, relatively
speaking? I don't know because I'm not a man. I can't answer that.
All right, then, okay, then you can learn something from a man then, right?
Oh, yes, I'm listening to some.
Only if you're listening to
him? I'm listening. You're talking.
Oh. A good man. How many men give up a good woman, okay? Think about it. If you've got a good woman at home and she's relatively nice looking, she's taking care of your needs, she's not nagging, she's not whining, how many men are going to give that up? Now, they may have a very non-exciting life because they don't raise the roof, they don't drink together, they don't have all kinds of bullshit. But how many men are going to give that up as opposed to a woman who can have a man who will do anything that she wants, but she finds him boring, wants to leave? Now think about it seriously.
A lot of women get abused and all kinds of things happen to them, but they still stay there with that man because she's abused.
That's exactly it.
They
still
have no place to go. And men call that good women.
They still stay there. But how many of these women, if they had a choice, Mace, now, if you know a lot of women like that, if you know a lot of women like that, how many of these women, if they had a choice between going back to the guy that beat the shit out of them versus a guy who was a nice guy, really a nice guy, a gentleman, a guy who wouldn't want to do anything like that, a guy who thinks that, you know, women are women, how often will these women go back for the fucking thug versus the nice guy? And be honest.
Because they thought they had a nice one when they, I guess, got with him until he started doing things like that.
Well, she thought.
No, that doesn't make any fucking sense right there.
It makes a whole lot.
The reason why,
of,
look, let me tell
you
something. The reason why the fucking woman goes back to the guy after he beats the living crap out of her, because of love.
Oh,
this
really?
Is the love that's been taught nowadays.
And you probably
look
go
at
back?
Rihanna and shut up. Look at Rihanna and Chris
there
Brown.
There you go. If
look
we
at Rihanna
gone,
and Chris
I'd
Brown.
I'd be beating you in your head, rip my fist. That's what I would do.
I would love to drop kick you. I would love to drop
that's what
kick
I would do to you if I was your
well,
life.
Well, right now, I'm going to tell you something. Love has been taught
there you go, Rihanna
a way it shouldn't have been taught. Look at Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Don't
there's women out there that idolize, that love Chris Brown, and that
I'm
are willing to get beaten like good old Rihanna did. Just because he looks fine and he looks sexy and all this other fucking crap. You got to realize the women nowadays, they lost their pride. They lost their morals. They lost everything.
No. I think like this. If Rihanna put her hand on him and he had to defend himself, I think he needed to. Some women will hit a man and he won't hit her back. But if
yeah,
don't
applaud,
bitch.
Eric, give her a ball.
You see?
Give her applause, Eric.
No, he can't give me one. Because sometimes women do things for and get what they deserve. You shouldn't be hitting on anybody if you don't want to be hit yourself.
Look at. See, you're just a perfect example. You don't know what the hell about morals. Women don't get hit. Women don't get hit regardless of the fucking situation.
Unless you are a woman.
All right?
If a woman
gets stupid,
a
put her ass in a figure four leg lock, and let's see if she'll get stupid anymore. All right?
Oh,
you don't hit a woman.
You
yeah, might as well. Shit.
Well, if she hit him?
If you're going to
hit
somebody,
hit
why don't you do it that way?
Why shouldn't you hit, if she hit him, why shouldn't she hit her back?
Come on, man.
I'm waiting for the answer.
Nobody needs to hit nobody. And then
wait,
and
I got a video you guys can take a look up on. It's called Fight on the D Train. I've recommended this before. This is where a guy, it's not in this video, but it's in the video just prior to it. It's called the Fight Before the Fight, some shit like that. In any case, what has happened is that there's a fight on the D Train. There's a subway. And the guy intervenes, okay? A fucking broad and a guy get into it. Now, the guy doesn't know this broad, all right? But and then up comes, Johnny the Savior. So he's walking in. He breaks up the thing. This fucking bitch grabs him by the lapels, won't let him go for 5 minutes. And it's all tape. And they're telling him, don't hit her, don't hit her. Just look it up on YouTube. Fight on the D-Train.
Wait a minute, she's grabbing his balls?
No, lapel. Shirt.
What the fuck lapel is a lapel?
Lapel of your shirt.
What did he wear a dress? He don't know what.
Who asked that question?
I did.
The man that you're supposed to be talking
to. That was Goof.
Goof, you asked
what
that
the
question?
Fuck is,
yes, he did.
What the fuck is a lapel?
What kind of fucking shirts you don't wear?
Shit.
He must wear, I think
shit.
He wears a dress.
I don't wear no fucking faggot-ass shirt by the name of lapel. Come on now. Yeah.
That's why we got Goof. That's why you're all out of
if you
of
put
way.
On a dress shirt, you automatically are wearing lapels. It's the collar. Look, it's the
well,
collar.
Shit, that's in your area. Nobody fucking calls no dress shirt lapels.
All right.
Shit, that's a going out shirt right there. That's all you got to call it, lapel.
Okay.
The fuck sound like some orphan kid from fucking fresh from the orphanage.
Okay,
oh, that's
collar.
Lapel over there.
Look, the collar. All right. Anyway, she's got the guy's shirt and won't let it go. 5 minutes.
Wow.
And so wait a minute. Okay,
doing,
this guy didn't hit her.
He did not hit her. He said, let me go, let me go. And she's looking at him and she's saying no. They don't know each other. This is the guy that intervened. This is the guy that came in. He was the Good Samaritan. She's all fucked up on whatever it is. And she just says, and she because she's pissed off that he intervened. It's right there in the goddamn video.
Wow.
And that's,
well, that's what you get for being nosy and intervening, man. I mean,
right.
Shit.
Is that wrong?
Now, if I see like three guys beating the shit out of a chick, yeah, I'm going to go and intervene. But, I mean, just a little argument, I mean, shit. Some stupid people pull out a knife and do it. I'll get killed. Whoop-de-doo over a stupid argument.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. That's called, not watching your back when you're being a good Samaritan. But he came in. He was a good Samaritan. He was not, nor was she, under any danger of any kind of being knifed or being shot or anything. But, okay, you got to watch the video in order to see it.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I had a woman slap me twice.
Ooh.
And she looked at me and told me, I dare you to hit me back, bitch. I'm going to call the police on your ass.
Tell me about it, because that's the way the chicks do it. They learn this when they're young.
Yeah,
okay.
I had that to happen, man.
Is that like taking a man's pride from him when that happens? Because you can't do it.
Hey, Eric.
Huh?
Eric, it take a lot. It take a hell of a lot not to do nothing to him, man.
No, you really didn't do nothing to
her. Well, I'll tell you right now, a woman slaps me, I'll let it go for once, but she does it again, I'm going to catch her arm and I'm going to twist it back and she'll never hit another man again. The
you
pain
probably,
I'll give her.
You probably
hell
do the first
nah.
hit, knowing you. You probably passed the first one. You would probably start the fight. And you need somebody
you know
to tell you. To
I mean,
you
know what? You'll be the first one. You'll be the first one I get to punch in the face.
No, that's what I'm saying. You
no.
are that kind of a person. I told you that.
No,
the
you know what, Maze? As much as we argue, I would never put my hands on you. I put my hands
right.
on your tits if you have a big tit, but I would never put my hands
then
on you.
Then you got to go that way into that kind of a conversation.
Oh, why not?
I mean, I'm being a man, right?
Yeah.
What were you saying, Eric?
You're not being a man. I don't call that a man.
I thought you were saying something.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, then let me be the man
right
to beat
now.
You up then to get some respect around you.
Well, respect yourself. That's all I got to say.
Okay, look, check this out, y'all. We're going to get back on topic. Y'all funny. I'll let y'all go. Can a relationship survive without pride on either end? Can a relationship survive?
Well, again, it's depending upon definition. You can stay together for years. That doesn't mean it's surviving, as far as I'm concerned.
Whether you have, I'm saying without pride, though, without any person really showing, you know, any pride or, you know.
Now, look, we all have to have self-respect. If we have self-respect, two people with self-respect and not an overdose of pride, they should be able to get along at least and have a better relationship than most people will.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no pride, then you're a fucking either a doormat or a putz or some kind of schmuck. And you're going to let the other person walk all over you, or you're going to go back and forth? It's stupid. You have to look. There's nothing wrong with balance. If you have pride in yourself because of the way you look or because of your accomplishments, and you don't act condescendingly towards people, I don't give a fuck what the Bible says.
But Duck don't want no balance. Balance is good. But whatever's his name, he don't want balance. He just wants it one way.
Who does?
The one that didn't know what a lapel was.
Oh, get your name right, girl. It's Goofy Bone, man. Come on.
Goofy? Oh, it's Goofy? Oh, okay.
Jill, you know what?
Yeah.
We ain't going to get in this because we know where you stand. You know where we stand. But I don't agree with you. I care about what the Bible says. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, well, I know. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I like the Bible.
You know.
You're talking to the wrong one. You don't like the Bible.
Oh, I know. I know.
You got to understand it. I mean, it's been on
no,
the Bible.
No, I'm just saying.
Bible, what Bible you're talking about? King James Bible. King James. That's a no-no. So, no, when it gets to the Bible, Joe won't discuss it. It's like,
okay.
I don't know why.
Anyway.
It's an understanding that he's got to come through.
You know, Eric, that question you asked there, pride and self-respect, I mean, did that kind of fall into the, self-respect sometimes kind of gets tangled up with pride, don't it? Some people feel like certain kind of respects are things that they got to have, and, you know, is that confused with pride? I was just thinking about that question you asked about, can a relationship survive without pride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I would just.
Well, let me.
You know what,
Vernon?
Well, go ahead, Joe.
All right. Pride. Self-respect is pride, but unhealthy pride is not self-respect. It can be analogous to like a car. Okay. A car is the same thing as an automobile. An automobile is the same thing as a car. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And an automobile is a motor vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a truck is a motor vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a truck is not a car.
Right.
So you can have pride, you can have self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Self-respect is pride. Healthy pride.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have pride the way we're talking about it, like the unhealthy pride, the narcissistic pride, that is not self-respect, but it's biblical pride.
So, wait a minute, Joe. You're saying the pride that I have is not pride?
What kind of pride do you have?
What you just said right now.
What kind of pride? If you have self-respect, that's pride.
Well, no, I have self-respect, but I mean, shit.
So
I go to the wheels fall
survive,
off.
So can a relationship survive without self-respect, Joe? What do you think?
No.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, you know. If self-respect fell up under the pride thing, I didn't.
Yeah,
you have to have some self-respect in a relationship. Well, I don't think it could survive without some form of pride.
You know, and you know what? And we talking, and what I'm realizing is there's a very thin line between that. You know, very thin. So, in other words, self-respect and pride, you know, they can be intertwined together, or they can be out like separate. But it's a thin line between them. Now, how do we tell the difference between the two, though? How do we know when we're being too prideful or we're not being prideful at all?
When your ego is involved, if you got to be right all the time, just because you got to be right, that's ego. That's too much pride.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't listen to anybody. Yeah, that's too much pride. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you can never say you're sorry, that's too much pride too.
When was the last time? When was the first time you said you were sorry, man?
I do it all the time.
Not to us.
You know me? I don't talk to you every day.
Yeah, but you said you knew me for 4 years, so.
Yes, I have.
I'm bringing that in.
I didn't say I knew you. I've been talking to you for 4 years.
Oh, okay. You've been talking to me for 4 years.
Yes.
Well, so let me ask you this question, man. Basically, how do you know when it's time to say I'm sorry?
I guess you think about what you're doing.
I mean,
if it's not right, you should say you're sorry.
Uh huh. Okay. What you trying to say, Vernon?
I was just making sure what you said. You said what now? How do you know what it's time?
Yeah,
time to say what I'm sorry. Yeah. What is that?
Somebody's phone.
That's Joe.
That's Joe's phone.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's Joe Obama phone.
Yep.
Obama phone.
No, that's Joe's Bush phone.
That's Joe's Bush phone.
Bush came out with that before the president did.
I'll get my Obama phone if you
it's
want.
It's all three of them phone. It's Clinton, Bush, and Obama phone.
Oh, okay.
Some people got a problem with it when they're wrong, though.
A lot of people do. That's when pride is very evident.
Yeah, so they don't know when to say I'm sorry.
But they never had to.
Yeah.
And some know they're wrong when you don't say they're sorry.
That could cause a problem in itself.
Yep.
Uh-huh. A big problem.
Does it always have to be because of a man and a woman, or could it be a friend or a relative or somebody else that you have too much pride that you can say you're sorry to them?
Be anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you got to. And then, you know, I really wonder do people actually not know when they're wrong?
No, they don't. Some of them don't.
A lot of them don't.
A lot of them don't.
They don't know it. They're too stupid.
Well, I'm not going to say stupid, but.
If they don't know when they're wrong, if they've been living in society for as long as they have and they don't know when they're wrong.
That's society's problem.
Depending on where they come from, their culture, you know, and they may not know. It may be something that's accepted where they come from, but when they, you know, they're around other people, it's not. So if they do it and people, you know, look at them crazy, you know, they're like, what did I do? You know, they're not going to apologize because it's accepted from where they come from. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you know, most people, you know, the pride thing.
Or the pride.
What the heck?
Sorry. I'm over here counting cash, and I forgot I spent some money, so I was over here. Never mind. Don't worry about me. I'm sorry.
I didn't know cash keep up. I thought coins keep up noise, not cash. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Anyway. You know, Benny says some people don't care if they are wrong. That's true, too, Benny.
No, they don't.
You know.
It's just in them. They just always wanted to, to say they're sorry. They'd rather keep doing it over and over again and depend on the group that they're in. And that's what's wrong with society today. They have not apologized.
They don't know until they go into counseling.
And they'll go along and do somebody else the same way.
When
you have a group that's along with them, that's why they keep doing it over and over again. And they never stop. because nobody never told them. I mean, people have told them it was wrong, but they just didn't care.
Oh, I see.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd throw the question out there. You know, I just wanted to see her. So, out of conversation today, what is, can we come to a conclusion as to the definition of what is male pride? Or are we still struggling with that?
Still struggling.
We ain't really struggling. I gave the definition. People don't listen.
People, you never want to say they're sorry because they're too proud to do so.
All righty then. Oh no, we got somebody else with their hand up.
Michael.
Hey, you're on the air.
See, Vernon, I think you got some psychic power now.
Yeah.
So we don't. Hey, you know I'm not with that psychic stuff. I'm not with that mischief.
What is that?
What's going on, Mike? What's up, Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Vernon, you can sniff me out and I can sniff Low out.
Yeah, we got our eyes on you, Mike. We keep a tabs on you, brother.
No, but this is a good topic today, but we need to listen to ourselves. Now, see, that's the problem with words, and it goes back to what I say. When we do not have a clear picture of what a word means, we're in total chaos. I looked it up. There's two common definitions of pride. One is good, one is bad. We're in total chaos. Just listen to us. We don't understand ourselves. And people, and we as human beings, we're the one in charge with words. Think of a new word. Like you said, pride equals self-respect. Well, then what is self-respect? Pride. Then what is pride? Self-respect. We're going into circles. So I'm asking you, we need a clear definition of stuff. Like love, and there's no thin line between love and hate. Either you love somebody, you show them in the actions, or you hate them. You can show them you hate them. It's either love and hate. There's no thin line. So one thing about pride is when people traditionally, when they have pride, they separate themselves from others. They say, I'm better than you, and usually it starts wars when people have pride. So if I'm proud of myself, loving myself is totally different than pride. Because when I love myself, I'm not going to let nobody hurt me. Love, I'm not going to let nobody hurt me if I love myself. So love is the foundation. All this pride stuff, competition, I'm better than you, this and that, it don't have nothing to do with that. So loving yourself is the key thing. All that other stuff is going to fall in the line. So...
So what is love?
That's all I had to say.
No, you don't, Michael.
I asked him what was lust. Because some people don't know what love is. They lust. They don't love. They lust. After everything that they can find that will give them some attention. That's why they can't settle for nothing. Because they lust for something each and every day.
Well, love is compassion. I mean, I can open my arms to you. Like, if someone hates me, I can spread my arms around them. But if someone hates me, they can't spread their arms around me. So, I mean, love is unconditional. It has to be. Can't be no conditions of love. If it is, there's no love.
I said it's love.
So
you would accept anybody unconditionally?
If I love them, I have to. Because love is not, if you act the way I want you to act, I love you. That can't be love. That's bribery. That's me. I'm having an image to them, though. I can't do that.
Now, Mike, I'm agreeing with you right now.
Well, Lo, can I say something? I know you're going to get mad.
Wait, y'all was talking
about people. I listen, Lo, and I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet, Lo. I'm sorry, Vernon. Look, Lo get on me so much, I got nightmares on him. But I'm saying, look, Vernon, I understand. I just want to say that the reason why there's no agreement or disagreement is because we can clearly see that, Vernon. That's all. We can clearly see this. Even in myself, when I say this, I got to check myself. Am I showing love right now, Michael? So that's how I'm trying to get better.
If you love somebody, it's because you're not putting conditions on them, but you love them for all their faults, too.
Exactly. You have to.
Right.
And you're going to show them compassion.
And
now, is that to say you're going to let them take over you? No. There's ways of showing compassion.
All right, but if they, there's no, if you love somebody and you're saying it's unconditional because you're going to take their warts and all, when does the time come when that particular person has, let's say, a really bad habit? When is that going to come into play and make you feel, oh, it's not, this isn't worth it anymore?
Well, if you're married, let's say you're married and you have a spouse that's on drugs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You, what was your vow? Sickness and health. They're sick right now. I understand people on drugs, but when people are addicted to drugs, they're sick.
Okay.
They have a problem. You didn't marry that person. You're going to do that now. Y'all may separate or do what? But you married that person through sickness and health. They're sick. You love them. You show them compassion.
So that's all I'm saying.
And I'm just saying,
So even though they voluntarily take drugs,
that situation,
you don't want to leave them.
Always.
You got the option to leave that situation. Even though you still love that person.
You know what? The sickness and the health thing, that's because the sickness came. It wasn't because of his fault or her fault. It was because it came. And you're supposed to stick by your man. You're supposed to stick by your woman. But if a person, as you brought up, Mike, if a person has a drug habit, let's say they kicked it, right? And now, after a few months, they go back to drugs again.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but okay, you still show them love because they're in that cycle right now.
All right. So how many times are they going to kick it and go back, kick it and go back before you
That's
say
That's up to the individual. That's up to, I'm just saying, especially, I'm just speaking if you're married. Because a lot of married, if you're married, going to those vows, you said sickness and health. And I'm just saying, you're reneging on it. Because
so
we don't go
question.
To the altar saying, I'm going to be sickness and health, but unless this, unless that. It means, see, it's clear what we say at the altar. So if you're married, and your partner goes through a situation like that, by the vows, you have to stick by them. If you don't, you're not honoring your vows.
All right.
Because marriage
so,
is simple when we go up on that altar, y'all. That's why I'm taking
so,
my I'm taking
so
my
So you
time.
Would stick around with a woman who's stealing your money, lying about you, or doing anything in order to get money?
No. First of all, am I an enabler? Am I giving her money to use drugs? Am I going to walk her through the treatment? Am I going to be by her side? Or I'm going to say, fuck you, you do what you want. I'm tired of this. Am I going to take a couple of days off of work to make sure she's getting her treatment center? That's showing love. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just saying, if I love her, I'll keep on going through it. Yes. The answer to your question is yes.
Well, if
love
you love
is
her,
unconditional.
Is there a point in time when your love gets worn out?
No, it can't.
It can't.
Because if your love runs out, you no longer love them because you're not going to show that. That's
well,
all
yeah,
I'm saying.
But what you're saying is you have to love somebody unconditionally. So if you love somebody
you
unconditionally,
have to.
Then your love never runs out.
Because love has to be. Listen, if you put conditions to love, is that love? No, I'm just going to say, Joe, it can't. How?
Well, okay, that's your
You're
definition.
Bribing somebody. Listen.
No, I don't
listen.
Love everybody just because they're in front of me. You have to earn my respect, and you have to earn the love. You have to show me.
So that means
somebody.
They must act a certain way. Okay, so
that's
you're
exactly
saying
right.
A person
you
must,
do have to
okay,
act a certain way.
Okay, fine. To
act
me, that doesn't fit the love. Love is not like that to me. That's why we have.
But then you can
country.
Love everybody.
No. We should. I hope I get to that point.
Well,
I
you're
hope,
not
I
there,
I can get to
and
that
I'm not
point.
Blaming you for not being there. I'm not there because...
Right, but what I'm saying, though, Lord, I'm not going to put too many conditions on love when I don't know nobody like that. You see,
well,
do you
I
see
do.
What I'm saying? What
Mike,
is the definition
Mike.
Of love? And we can't picture it like that.
Mike.
Yeah, what's up, Ronnie?
In a situation like that, or you was talking about the drug head.
Right.
Okay. When do you say enough is enough? When it's done got to the point where you can't even pay the bills for y'all to survive, you can barely work for trying to watch this person. When do you finally say enough is enough?
Well, hopefully if you're married, if you put that vows, if you don't, I guess it's up to the individual person. But I'm saying as far as money, you can stop her from taking your money. Now, when you go to work, if she's going to steal something out your house to go and buy drugs and stuff with it, you can't do that. But I'm just saying you have to walk her. If you whip somebody, you're not going to throw them. You're going to try to get a decision. Now, let's say they keep on going in and out of recovery. You're going to have to make a decision. Maybe you need to separate. Or something
right.
like that. But hold on. Right. But I still think you should have that communication, and I'm letting you know
yeah.
if you're going to go. But see, some people do that and say, well, since my wife is using drugs, now it's going to give me permission to go and fuck somebody else. I'm just saying, if you do that, go get a divorce. Don't pretend like you love nobody and
no,
let her go.
Yourself,
I'm never contradicting myself. I said that's personally. I'm saying if you took vows and you leave your wife, no matter if she's a drug dealer or not, you're leaving her, you're not going on your vows of marriage. That's bottom line. What you take.
But you
most
said
time,
you
most
said.
Of the time when a person
I never
really
said I would do it. I'm just using general. Look, if I get in a situation, I'm going to stand her through the thick and thin. Bottom line.
Most
and if I divorce her, I no longer love her anymore.
Most of the time when a person has that bad of a drug problem, they're going outside of covenant anyway, Mike.
Right, exactly.
Now, majority of the time, you know.
Right. But it's tough because, you know, when we say sickness and health. And when you on that shit, somebody on that shit, they sick.
You know what? They can call alcoholism, and they can call being addicted to drugs an illness. But the thing is, that's why I put in the situation where if you kicked it and you're healthy now, and now you choose to go back, it's like if you choose to go back to an abuser, you can't blame somebody. You have to blame yourself.
Well, you have to even have to blame yourself when you first was addicted. Because when somebody uses drugs, they don't think they're going to be strung out, Joe. No one uses drugs and think they're going to get strung out. They may, you, even
so
though they
the,
may
right.
see it, even though, right, I'm just saying, though, right.
Right. So the first time, you got hooked. The second time, you did it because you wanted, even though you got clean. And now you want to go back to the, I don't know, maybe the lifestyle, maybe you have
well, both
courses.
Times you did it because you wanted it, though. Both times. No one, no one from where I come from, Vernon, or where we come from, no one never forced nobody to put a gun to their head and say, use drugs.
Nope.
None. So both of it was to the top. But I understand your point, though. But you just need a little bit of clarification.
I clarified it. I said at the beginning, I agreed with you. The person did it because they didn't know what it was like. They got hooked. And after that, I said, after they got cleaned,
they
now
still
they go
was
back.
Hooked. Because if they went back, they still was hooked. They never stopped it.
No,
just because someone gets a break in time doesn't mean they may be. First of all, if they doing it for their merge, they doing it for the wrong thing. You doing it because you want to stop what we talked about before. You never do nothing for nobody else. You're gonna have to do it for yourself. So
yeah.
if you do it for that merge, you're gonna still be getting.
But
high.
That person who was clean, they no longer have withdrawals, right? They no longer have any kind of repercussions to their body because the body's clean.
But
so,
mental, though. But what about the mind?
The mind. What about it?
The mind made them do it. Even though they may have not withdrawals, maybe they have the urges. They still have urges. I don't know. I'm just saying when I have an urge to something, when I know I have an urge to something, doing something, I do it. But
okay,
I'm saying
so
that if someone has a
urge,
high drug problem, they're going to have an urge that's made
so
intensify even more.
So how many times are you going to stay with somebody who has urges when you love them? Your love
you,
is supposed to be unconditional.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
And I said, if I'm married, I'm going to always stay with him because I made that vow.
All
well,
right,
you,
so you would never
are you
divorce,
trying to tell
so.
Me to? No, I don't want to get a divorce no more. I'm talking about now in the future, Joe.
Yeah,
because,
so you
because,
wouldn't
because
get a divorce.
I,
so whatever the girl
no.
does, okay,
Michael.
Why?
Right,
because that's my vow. But I'm saying
all
sickness
right.
and health. She's sick.
Michael,
she ain't cheating.
Michael.
She ain't out there cheating on me.
Mike,
here's the question.
Here's a question for you. Are you staying with them because of pride, or are you staying with them because of obligation?
Love. Love. I'm staying with because of love. I made that clear. Pride and love don't go together. Play the tape back. I said that when I first came.
So
I'm staying with because of love. Love is
to?
Unconditional.
Okay.
Huh?
And what about pride?
Pride don't have nothing to do with me. I'm not a proud man. What are you talking about? I got away from that.
The truth
try to make me be that way.
Michael. Okay.
What do you mean? Hold on, Joe. Oh,
Yo,
wow, everybody
I mean, Michael,
me.
Hold on.
Hold on, Michael. Now, I'm going to ask you this.
See, this
question.
Is the same thing you did say yesterday. Hold on. I just want to say something. You're asking me questions. He said that I'm not something. You won't let me respond. And you said, Michael,
because
be quiet.
I'm
let me ask
you
a
right
question.
Now.
I'm responding to you, Matt. But look, go ahead.
You know what? He got life twisted. Got life twisted around here. And I told his crazy ass. Okay, anyway. Oh, Lord. Yep. Vernon gone.
When he comes
well,
back, I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess I was going to ask him, you know, he says he's not a prideful man. I'll say, so you haven't done anything in your life that you're proud of, but he's gone now.
Oh, he'll be back. I got another question for him, too, when he comes back.
Oh, okay. Anyway. I mean, he was making some pretty good points, but then again...
Well, yeah, he makes good points, but the thing is, when it comes to pride, we have to define it, I think we did. If you're having... It's a difference between the unhealthy pride and self-respect. At the same time, self-respect is healthy pride.
Uh-huh.
There isn't any... It's like money. People keep blaming everything about money. It's not money. Money is the love of money, which is the root of evil. It's not money itself, which is the root of all evil. It's like, you know, people can say the same
it's
thing
the
about love.
Of it. That's the root of all evil, the people that control them, that controls the money. That's where the evil come in at.
Joe, sound like you've been reading your Bible.
Okay, Vernon, you want to get like your cuz now, huh? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I've read the Bible. I've read parts of the Bible enough to know that I don't.
Joe went to Sunday school and he read all that when he was growing up, and he knew it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because the brother didn't have a choice.
But anyway,
I agree with Mike. Love is unconditional, but you know,
well,
it comes a breaking point, man. You can kick a damn dog so long, and that one day that mouth is gonna bite you, man.
Yeah, but see,
yeah, well,
I agree with you, Vern,
yeah.
I agree with you, except for the first part. I agree with you. Okay, love me, you know, people. We get taught this thing that love's supposed to be unconditional, but when we have a breaking point, we have a breaking point, and at times the breaking point is a rational breaking point. You can't continue to live with somebody who's going to continually annoy you, aggravate you, steal from you, lie about you, or have some other kind of psychological bullshit. Now, you may want to take them, you know, you may want to go with them to a psychiatrist or to a counselor, but if they continue to do it, then, I think if you're staying, just like Eric asked the question, if you're going to stay out of pride, you are you're sacrificing yourself on the altar of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather just say, you know what, I tried. You, for whatever reason, do not want to have a good relationship. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm sick. But I got this disease. But I, my mommy, my daddy. And I say, go talk to mommy and daddy, because I've tried and you deliberately or impulsively continue to do the things which you know are wrong. Bye.
Uh-huh. Yep. That is so true. So
I have a little threshold for that, because there are a lot of people who just take advantage of it, too. You know, but I'm sick. You know me. You know I was like that when you married me. You knew I was like that when you dated me. Well, I did, but I thought that when we got together, you might think of things a little bit differently now that you've got a boyfriend.
Well, you know what? Then you know what, Joe? You were setting yourself up for that. If you knew how they were before, then you set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, well,
you know,
because
when you got in a relationship with her, you that's pretty much telling her I'm accepting you just as you are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to be the one to change you. And she refused to change.
And see, and that's where the problem going to come from.
Well, then you leave.
So now that's
going in a relationship. Going in a relationship hoping for a change, hoping for people to change is the wrong idea, man. If you already see things that you don't like, you know, that's kind of, like I said, that's almost a setup for failure.
That should have been a sign.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been.
You ever heard of red flags, Joe?
Of red flags?
Yeah. You see the red flags, it's time to run.
But see, you know what it was? Subconsciously, Joe was saying, you know what? I've done it before. I know I can change him. I know I can get him to stop all that. You know, that's when his pride stepped in. You know, I'm going to make this. I'm going to change this. This is going to happen. You know,
yeah.
That's one of those powerful type things. Even though you know it just annoys the hell out of you, your pride is going to do everything you can to help you, make you think you can change that person. That's my opinion, of course.
Yeah, well, I've never been in a situation like that, but
you were good, like you were telling your last story.
Well, if you want to interpret it like that, that's cool.
That's what I'm interpreting.
That's it.
Keep talking to me. You're in therapy.
But the thing is that you can't. You're right. You cannot change. Well, no, you can't change people. I'm just talking about conditional versus unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that a person is presents himself one way, and then after you really get to know them, but let's say you really get involved with them, they show another side. You're not prepared for that other side, so you try, but then after a while, you know, you do reach a breaking point. Now let's take a situation where you find somebody has flaws, but they have a good point, good parts to them too. So you're with them. But if they don't change, then you leave.
So, guys, I have to go. But y'all had a decent show today because everybody was not talking at the same time.
Oh, then you failed in your mission.
When you're talking
you
at the same time, it sounds like you're singing.
That is so true. That is so true.
Well, you know, we try again tomorrow, the next day, Maze, to try to stir up a hornet's nest.
I was not concerned of anything.
Well, Maze, before you get out of here, I'm going to ask this one question, and I want you to see if you're going to give a response to it. Is love unconditional from the start, or is that something that has to be earned?
Sometimes it has to be earned, and sometimes it's at sight.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Well, man.
Friendship.
How about healthy love? Should it be at first sight, or should it be earned?
It should be worked on before you. At first sight.
Huh?
Repeat that again, Joe. I didn't understand.
No, healthy love because
that's what makes
love
healthy. If your friends first.
If your friends hurt.
If your friends first.
Oh, if your friends first, is that healthy love?
Yes.
I don't know. Because a lot of times friendships don't turn into good lovers.
Because some people start off as hating each other and they get married. And then they learn to love each other. That
well, if
that
they do that, then that's cool.
That's why we have divorces.
No. You said they stay together. So if they stay
no,
together.
No, I didn't say that.
You said
they
love each other.
I said they start off as friends first.
Uh-huh.
And I said some people
said
marry each other
being
and they don't like
another.
Each other. They try to learn to love each other. Now that don't mix at all. It won't last.
Well, here in America, it won't last, but there are prearranged marriages.
Yeah, prearranged marriages don't last either.
Well, another country?
Once they leave that country and get over here, it don't last.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, this country contaminates that shit. Yeah.
Well, by the laws that the other countries have, it has to work that way because they have no other choice. Some countries, they have more than one wife, and that makes men happy, too, because they can, and they don't have the laws they have in this country.
Mm-hmm. But you'd have to take a look at the percentages of those marriages and
find out...
Are these women and men, are they staying together because they want to, because they found out about each other, or are they staying together because of the law?
No, they were staying together because they were lusting.
Mm-hmm.
And, leaving because they were lusting and they were not in love.
So they stayed together because of the lust.
No, I said they were married and they didn't love each other, they were lusting because they're always after something else. And if you were like Joe, you were the type of person that needs about 7 women. And by law,
oh my!
And if it wasn't a law, you'd be married to all 7 of them because you could have a different attitude for each one.
Well, set me up, man. I'm ready for it.
Oh my goodness!
Oh,
oh
you
wow!
Have your good gay guys.
That's
and I will talk to you again someday soon.
They better
all
get
right.
the libido stocked up.
Yeah. I got to find that libido means first. I think maybe Ebony might help me find it. Corner, you know.
There you go. Well, you got to go to London for her to help
wherever,
you.
Yeah, now where is she, though? She usually pops in around now. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where she at.
Where were you yesterday?
We was having some serious sound issues yesterday.
Sound issues?
Yeah, nobody could hear me.
Oh. Huh. Well, you weren't on. You didn't come across.
I came on.
Some BTRs being on.
Oh, because I really?
Yeah, he came on. He came on.
Oh, he
yeah,
did.
I came on. Yeah,
he did come on.
But nobody could hear me.
Oh, well.
But
there's no indicator on the front page either that the show was on.
Oh, it wasn't.
No.
You know what? I don't know what the heck going on with Blog Talk, man. They are tripping. You know, the first day, Monday it was the chat room. Then 2 days later, yesterday, it was I have no sound for the show. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. Hopefully they got everything fixed now.
Yeah, they don't have anything fixed.
Again. Hey, y'all, tomorrow's show is going to be a good one, though. I'm going to tell you. The title is How Are You Managing Your Money? So we're going to talk about, you know, everybody need a little help with cash every now and then. You know what I mean?
Call Mr. Solution.
I think I'll do that. I'll put an APB out for him. Yeah.
I like to hear what he got to say about that one.
Call who?
Rich.
Oh yeah? You wanna find out what Rich has to say?
Yeah, I wonder what Rich got to say.
All right, I'll tell you what. You go to a particular show called Debbie Daly.
Who?
Debbie Daly.
I know what all right. She come on at night.
Yeah. Download the April 5th show.
Mm-hmm.
You find out what he has to say about you.
What's he gonna say about you?
About the show. About this show.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Don't talk bad about my show.
Debbie Daly, April 5th.
We're gonna have to go and check that one out. Mm-hmm.
But no, he said the name of it was what? Daly what?
It's called D-E-B-B-I or D-E-B-I, either one. And then Daly could be either D-A-L-I or D-A-L-Y. Could be together, could be separated. Depends upon how you're going to put it in the search engine. It's on every night, but download the April 5th show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Daly. Okay, I got that.
Play some excerpt from it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to go on and get up out of here, man. I got Bible study tonight. So I can't be playing today. All right. As I always do, y'all going to get your last words in. Go ahead, Vernon. You first.
Good show, man. Good show. I think a lot of times we need to make sure our pride is healthy pride, you know, especially in relationships. You know, if you're going to have any kind of pride, it need to be a form of healthy pride. If it's unhealthy pride, you need to do away with it. You know, that's the only way you're going to have a healthy relationship. Too much pride, especially not being able to listen to your partner. I think that's a bad thing, you know. But, yeah, good show, Eric. Y'all take care.
All right. See you tomorrow. All right, Joe. I still say you went to sleep the first part of the show, but you...
No, I was listening.
Oh, okay.
same thing as Vernon said. Healthy pride, self-respect, all of that. There's a difference between unhealthy pride and healthy pride.
I agree. But we got to work on it. Like everything else, we have to work on it. All right, Mr. Joe. Thank you, sir. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Eric. You know, BTR willing.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Talk to you.
All right, y'all. Another great show. Another good show. Thank you. I want to thank everybody for joining us. If you have any comments or want to send any suggestions as far as topics, you can send them to ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com, and we'd be more than happy to read them because we're always there. We ask you to read them, we'll post them, and we use them. So don't feel shy if you want to hear something, okay? Now, as I always do, it's time for my last word. And because I like giving my last word, because sometimes during the show I don't get to say much. This is my time now. All right, here we go. We often ask ourselves, what is pride? Pride is an inwardly directed emotion that conveys both a positive and negative connotation. Negatively, it refers to an exaggerated sense of one's personal status or accomplishments, often used with arrogance. When positive pride refers to a feeling of pleasure of satisfaction that one gets from being responsible for something excellent or widely appreciated. It is the knowledge of one's own worth or character. A man's pride can be his greatest gift or his greatest flaw, if not accompanied with humility. We should never be too proud to admit we are wrong. The bottom line is, whether male or female, too much pride can and will literally destroy any and every relationship. All right, y'all, that was my final thoughts for the day. Hey, I hope it made you think a little bit. All right, join us tomorrow. Well, our show will be How Do You Manage Your Money? And that should be a pretty good show, really good show. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, you know, because you got to show a little to get a little, right? Right. And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you forgive with that open heart, make sure your heart is clean and open as well. Because if you haven't forgiven yourself, you can't forgive anybody else. All right. Well, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. And with that, y'all, I want y'all to have a happy Wednesday. Hey, enjoy the family today, okay? All right. Now, with that being said, we're going to go out here with the song of the day, Pride and Joy by Mr. Marvin Gaye.